Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 228, live from Boston.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom.
All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 228. My name is Brendan Lowe. Thanks so much for listening and watching. I'm in Boston right now, so I don't really have much to say. It's the first time I've seen my parents in a really, really long time since COVID started, so I'm really, really happy to be here. In today's episode, Sterling Koza did a live stream for the first time, which was really, really awesome. Covered lots of amazing materials on how to play tunes and different ways to approach the arranging of tunes. Really, really fascinating episode. He has a lot of great strategies and tips involved in this particular episode. Sterling's going to be doing a lot more live streams as well as I am. You know, we're going to be mixing, and kind of switching up the live streams in that fashion. And also, really, really cool thing, our huge Memorial Day sale that we have every year is going to be mixed with a new release from Sterling Koza. The first time he's put out a course for Jazz Piano School on stride, on playing stride piano. So if you're someone who wants to learn how to play stride piano at the most basic level all the way up to mastery, this course is going to cover all of it. It's going to cover styles from James P. Johnson, Art Tatum, and many, many other jazz stride giants, jazz piano stride giants. This course is definitely going to be for you. So that'll be coming in our Memorial Day sale. So definitely stay tuned for that. Be on the lookout for our notices, our emails, and also obviously keep up to date on the podcasts and anything else that we put out there, right? So with that being said, I'm going to dive right into Sterling's live recording of his live stream right now. If you're looking to get notifications about the live stream so you can join the live audience and then interact with the Q&A, go to jazzpianoschool.com/livepodcast, jazzpianoschool.com/livepodcast. So with that being said, I'm going to go hang out with my family a little bit more. I'm going to let you guys go and let you learn about different ways to arrange jazz tunes. Here we go.
Hey everybody, this is Sterling Koza here for jazzpianoschool.com. Welcome to this podcast. Today we're covering the five ways to play Fly Me to the Moon in different jazz piano styles. So this was actually a member request. Someone requested, how do I play standards in different styles? And I think this is such a great idea because how many times have you been practicing a tune or at a gig and you get your tune that comes up, maybe it's Fly Me to the Moon, maybe it's Have You Met Miss Jones or Lady Bird or something, and you're like, man, I just play this tune the same way every time, and I feel like I'm playing the same ideas, and it's just real old. You know, it gets old really quick, especially if you've been playing the same tune for a while, and you want to just kind of mix things up. So one of the first things I look for in approaching a standard from a different point of view is playing it in a different style. So it's easy to get caught up in playing these standards, you know, similar to kind of the 1950s bebop or hard bop tradition, kind of that straight ahead jazz style. And you'll find that in modern music, people are drawing from a variety of styles. So you might hear a straight eighths groove or a funk groove or a gospel groove or a ballad or some or anything like that that makes its way into their music. And we can take this same approach with standards. We don't have to, you know, recompose the tune by any means. We can just take what's already there, take the chord changes and the melody that they already gave us, and interpret it in a new way. And it can give you a completely unique sound, and more importantly, just kind of dust the cobwebs off and just go for something different, you know? So today I figured we'd look at the standard Fly Me to the Moon, very, very classic tune. You know, everybody knows the Frank Sinatra version with the big shout chorus, great swing, big band arrangement. But how often have you heard that tune in different styles? I haven't heard it in very many recordings anyway, so I figured I'd do a couple of versions myself for y'all today. For example, so we're going to start by just playing the tune down, you know, as it's originally written, you know, just kind of a typical jazz piano approach to this tune, kind of, you know, left-hand chords and some right-hand melody, maybe a little bit of improvisation just to get in the groove a little bit. So I'm playing this tune in the key of C. The first chord is A minor. So here's Fly Me to the Moon. Of how I'd approach this tune if I was playing it straight up, you know, just standard, a lot of left hand, seventh chord and ninth chord voicings, maybe some shell voicings. I'm playing the melody in the right hand, maybe adding some phrases in between, but really keeping it within that swing style, you know? And that's a totally viable way of playing this tune, but it's a very conventional one. So it's one that's often heard. The same, you know, kind of a similar genre, similar era of jazz, kind of that maybe 50s, early 60s sound before we got, you know, kind of any fusion or avant-garde stuff going on. So let's see if we can kind of depart from that and explore some different styles. So the first style that we're going to explore is a total 180. You know, like we said, we heard the Frank Sinatra. This is a swing tune. What if we played it as a ballad? Well, the first thing that we'd need to adjust is the tempo, right? Because ballads are traditionally slower. So we'd be adjusting the tempo. The second would be our approach to the keyboard. You'll notice I was playing a lot of short chords, like rhythmic things in the left hand. We're going to play a lot longer, more sustained chords, and perhaps even some arpeggios. I'll be using the pedal more, so you can listen for that. And I'm going to go with kind of more of a free-flowing style. So let's hear how that sounds. Let's try this one as a ballad. This would be if you were, you know, at the piano bar and somebody said, play us a ballad. And you're like, man, I ran out of ballads, so I guess I got to play Fly Me to the Moon. Or maybe you're just trying to throw people off. So here would be Fly Me to the Moon as a ballad. I'd probably play some kind of introductory chord. Thank you. So a much different interpretation of that standard, Fly Me to the Moon. And as we discussed, you know, a lot of sustained chords, a lot of arpeggios to really get that flowing style. You'll also notice that the first half of the piece, I was very loosely interpreting the melody, sort of a rubato approach, almost even kind of a classical sound that I was going for. I come from a classical background, so playing, you know, music by composers like Chopin, Brahms, Beethoven. And I try to take that approach into my piano playing. So, you know, you'll notice in this last piece, I was playing a lot of triads, kind of more demonstrative right hand chords, kind of harmonizing the melody, you know, instead of, I was making it a little fuller. So I like these four note triads. Because they're very full. And it gives that kind of classical sound that I was looking for in my interpretation of this ballad. There's a lot of different ways to play a ballad, and you know, it depends on your sensibilities on the instrument and kind of your background. You know, for example, somebody like Red Garland might play a ballad much different than Bill Evans, for example, or even somebody like Keith Jarrett, who has maybe more of a pop sensibility, might play it different than somebody like Kenny Barron, for example, who's more of a straight ahead jazz guy, kind of more in the 60s and 70s. So this ballad approach can be a great way to have a different take on a standard. Somebody might not even recognize it. They might go, "What's that beautiful piece you're playing?" And you're like, "Oh well, it's just fly." You could say it's just Fly Me to the Moon, or you could even just say, "Oh, I wrote that one." You know, if you're at a gig, they might not even be able to recognize the melody because you're embellishing it and you're playing all these arpeggios, kind of cocktail piano style. So that can be a great way to repurpose a standard, especially if you're running low on tunes at the end of a long, you know, 3-hour gig or something like that. But it can be a great way to create an original rendition of a standard. So that takes me into our third style, and that would be more of a pop style. Like I said, we mentioned someone, Keith Jarrett, who, you know, he came up in the late 60s, early 70s, when, you know, rock music was getting really popular, and he really took that and ran with it. And a lot of people know him for his solo concerts, the Cologne concert in particular, 1976, I believe, somewhere in the mid-70s there. And he was really internalizing kind of more of this pop sound, and that made its way into his improvising. So just because, you know, we're playing standards doesn't mean that we can't blend these genres still, these different styles. So what if we came at this Fly Me to the Moon, but kind of took more of a pop approach to this song? That would be very interesting because, you know, this song was written, you know, during the era of the Great American Songbook. So in the 40s and 50s, this song was played all the time, heard as a swing style, but who knows what it would sound like as a pop piece. So let's find out, a little pop piano version. And I'm gonna be using a lot of intervals to harmonize the melody, such as sixths and thirds, or just for that kind of smoother sound. And look for the left hand, I'll be playing kind of more of a figuration using 1-5-10 or 1-5-1, kind of more in that pop tradition. So here's Fly Me to the Moon as a pop tune. Thank you. and we could go on to improvise on this a little bit more. You'll notice the first thing that changed was the rhythm again. The rhythm is really key in expressing these different styles. In this particular arrangement with the pop style, you'll notice that I was using straight eighth notes. So as opposed to the swing where it was in the pop, it's a little more eighth note, straight eighth note oriented. Kind of more of that straight eighth note feel. And similar to the ballad approach, I was really trying to create a smooth sound on the piano by including left hand figurations that really keep the flow of the music going. So something like, keeping that eighth note flow, in my opinion, really gives that that pop sound that smoothness that's really attractive in that genre. And we could go on to improvise in this. You know, it would be something kind of more of a straight eighths thing. Style. So I'm really hearing, you know, those flowing eighth notes, flowing melodic lines. You could explore that more by using arpeggios and different voicings. You could expand upon the motive from the melody, you know, with the sixth, maybe thirds. You could improvise with some thirds. For that, which would be fun. But as we can see, you know, quite a wealth of opportunities in that pop genre for variation and for improvisation in that different style, especially if that's a style that you're more familiar with. I mean, personally, I'm more of a jazz aficionado, and I enjoy a lot of funk and hip hop and R&B and stuff, real smooth music. And the pop stuff is less familiar to me because I grew up with a classical background. But you know, if you're a totally well versed in the pop genre, that could come to you very naturally. So if you choose to interpret some standards that way, that could be a really viable form of expression if you want to experiment with that. So cool. We made it through our third style with the pop genre. Next, we're going to move into another straight eighth style, and this is Latin music. So, you know, there's a lot of different varieties of Latin music in that genre. In, you know, cultural forms such as, you know, samba, bossa nova, let's see, what else? Samba, bossa nova, and there's various beats that you can use, including the songo. I've heard of a rumba, you know, very different styles that all go under the umbrella of Latin. So if you happen to be a Latin musician, you know, you're going to be familiar with a lot of these different styles, and you probably are doing this already, interpreting these standards. You know, musicians such as Paquito de Rivera and Pancho Sanchez, you know, they've been playing standards in different styles for a long time. And maybe that's something in the mainstream that we're not totally familiar with, but it's something that is really great. And there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of tunes that are written in that style, you know, such as tunes by Antonio Carlos Jobim. You might be familiar with tunes like Corcovado and Girl from Ipanema, famous tunes like that, or How Insensitive. And if you're used to playing songs in that style, kind of that Brazilian style, you can transfer that to tunes that you play already, like Fly Me to the Moon, for example, and trying them in a Latin style. So, you know, I kind of refer to the tune Corcovado for reference, because that's a tune that I'm very familiar with, in that kind of Latin, that Brazilian sort of, one could call that sort of a bossa nova style. For those of you that aren't familiar, the tune Corcovado sounds like this. It's a very beautiful song. So I kind of am approaching this Fly Me to the Moon tune in that similar vein. So I'm kind of going more of the Brazilian route. But, you know, if you wanted to, you could go a different direction. With more of a Cuban or Central American, whatever tradition of Latin music that you identify with the most. But I'm going to be going kind of more of the Brazilian route here, kind of in the style of Antonio Carlos Jobim. So you'll notice that I use some similar techniques to the pop rendition because they're both straight eights, so there's a lot of crossover. So I'm harmonizing the melody in intervals again, but you'll notice the style is slightly different. And I'll play a little intro just to kind of get the style going. So you have that kind of smooth flowing style again, similar to the pop, but in this case, the biggest difference is that we're incorporating a little more rhythm. So in the Brazilian style, you know, in the Latin style, we're using claves, we're using rhythms that appear over the bar line. So, you know, for example, a rhythm like ba 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 ba. So that'd be two measure rhythm, that clave in particular. That's a 2-3 clave, you know, having two beats in the first measure and three beats in the second measure. So if you're curious more about Latin rhythm and claves, there's a podcast previous that you can refer to that talks about how to use claves and play in that style. But you'll notice that I was incorporating that into my arrangement here and accompanying myself with left hand kind of bass notes and also reaching up for some chords. So with that foundation, I could also do a little improvisation in this style. Let's see what that would sound like. Thank you. So one of the things I also find really characteristic of this style, this kind of bossa nova Brazilian style, is a lot of offbeats. So as I was improvising, I found that the offbeats were feeling really good. So, you know, for example, phrasing this melody with offbeats would sound... So that really separates this Brazilian, this Latin style from the pop style, because we're really feeling these offbeats in a different way, which gives the music a really unique flow. That's one of the things I love about the music of AC Jobim and Brazilian music in general. It's got this really smooth flow to it, and that comes from feeling the offbeats. And you can kind of feel that in the clave, you know, So as you can see, there's a lot of different options when playing styles such as this kind of Latin approach, and it also incorporates a lot of different techniques on the keyboard. You know, you'll notice I was playing bass lines, I was also playing shell voicings in the left hand, I was improvising in straight eighth notes, and I was just accompanying with a bass line and chords. So these are all things that you can refer to back in previous podcasts, whether it's shell voicings or bass lines or Latin rhythms. So a lot of different techniques that you can explore in this style, and also gives you a lot of stuff to practice. One of my favorite things about playing tunes of different styles is it exploits or exposes certain holes in my playing that I need to work on. So if I need to work on my offbeat phrasing, you know, I can practice that. If I need to work on my my left-hand accompaniment in a certain style, it'll give me something to practice, which is really great. So that brings us to our last style. This is our fifth style. And this is going to be another straight eighths thing, but kind of more of a funky type thing. In particular, we're going to be exploring kind of more of a habanera sort of New Orleans style. So this sound was exemplified by pianists such as Professor Longhair, and you know, pianists and organists like Dr. John, and there's a particular pianist that I'm thinking of. What's his name? Let's see. His name escapes me, unfortunately. But kind of this New Orleans sound of kind of this fusion of Jelly Roll Morton called it the Spanish sound. So it's called the habanera rhythm. And it made its way into New Orleans jazz and blues and gospel and everything. And you'll recognize this sound as kind of more that New Orleans piano style. So in particular, the rhythm... itself is kind of another offbeat rhythm, kind of in the Latin vein, but it's more of a funky type thing. So the rhythm, the habanera rhythm, is... So that habanera rhythm, Jelly Roll Morton used a lot in his compositions, because he's so taken with that rhythm when it made its way to New Orleans, where he spent a lot of time making music. And so the music itself, the tradition of that style, really found roots in that rhythm. And then you have kind of more blues piano that made its way into, on top of that, to sort of combine into this New Orleans sound. So I'm gonna attempt to combine these sounds over the standard "Fly Me to the Moon." So a little introduction, just to you know, get the groove going. And I'll be in the key of C major again, so something like this. Uh-huh. Okay, so gave my best shot at a little improv there. This is probably a style that's the least familiar to me, so it's something I need to work on. But you can kind of hear I was reaching for some blues content, you know, kind of to get that New Orleans flavor, kind of in that style. And I was really drawn from that habanero rhythm in the left hand, that Latin sound. It really gives that groove some momentum. Really feeling those offbeats and getting kind of that blues sound. I was also incorporating some stylistic choices, you know, on the piano, such as grace notes. You know, kind of that blues style. Also some tremolos. You know, kind of that thing. Holding some chords in the middle. And somebody like Jelly Roll Morton is really the master of this, playing melodies with chords. He calls it trumpet style. So again, you know, similar to the beginning of this lesson where you heard the ballad style with four-note chords harmonizing the melody. In between, this is going to be more of a raucous style. You know, my touch is a lot harder to get that percussiveness in my piano sound. So you'll notice the harder touch, and also I'm sometimes using four or even five notes for every melody note. Can create a really fun energy for this tune, kind of in this New Orleans, kind of more blues and habanera based piano style. So that was our last style, and so we played Fly Me to the Moon in five different styles. We had a traditional kind of swing era or jazz style, we had a ballad style, a pop style, a Latin style, and then kind of we finished with a sort of a New Orleans sort of blues and Latin inspired sort of fusion style. So as you can see, there's a lot of different ways to approach one tune, and you can play it you know, back to back, and somebody might not even recognize the tune if you're really getting into it. So I hope this gives you some ideas of some ways that you can reinvigorate your practice or your performance when you're playing through your repertoire. It can also augment your repertoire list, and you can come up with some cool arrangements that you could play. You could even do some of these styles with a full band if you wanted to. So this is a great way to diversify and find some new things in your music. And I wish you all the best, and can't wait to hear what you create.